We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, and that phrase Shiurim and Aleph, Siman Shin Nun Ches. Din Ezim Mekoymes Nekroim Mekofim Ladirin, Katrin the Halachas of Erevin, the Halacha of which places are cooled, that they're surrounded for residential purposes. But you'll see from this 14 paragraph, Sif Aleph, says Mechaber, Kol Hakif, any perimeter, Shaloi Hukuf Ladir, which was not surrounded for residential purposes, because they're in Ganois, for example, gardens, fardesim, and orchards, and these huts, which are only meant to protect what's inside of them. So the sages made it forbidden to carry inside of it. More than four amas. If the area that's enclosed is more than two sa, but if it's two sa, which is the measurement of 70 amas of four tvachim, al shiv amas by 70 amas and four tvachim squared. Mutter has a continued base to page 420, the tal to bakula to carry throughout, mentu meruba whether it's squared, mentu ogle whether it's round, or yarach bakat no whether long and narrow, but eventually orko yosim mishnaim berach by ama achas, as long as its length is not more than double of its width by one ama. The mokav ledira, now if it's around for residential purposes, of the yesh bakam milan, even if it's many mil long, mutal tal to bakula, you're allowed to carry throughout the whole area. Says the Mishabura, Siv Katan Aleph. Any perimeter that was not surrounded Ladira for residential purposes. So the edition number one brings a Hakdam, an introduction. The Gemara in Eben Daf Yudches Amid Aleph and Chav Gimel Amid Aleph brings that the Chamor Mesakin, that the place of its area is more than two sa, even though it's surrounded with walls, does not have a locha like Rosh Hashanah, only if it functions for residential purposes and is surrounded with walls for that purpose. So there's two rules over here. Number one, that the area should function for the purpose of residence. For example, let's say someone's residence opens up into that area. For example, the courtyards and the open areas in front of the homes, where then the whole area is secondary to the function of the residence, and that removes it from the halacha of a karfav, which is the place which is surrounded with walls and the functions for storing wood. Number two, that the surrounding of the walls was made for that purpose, which is not the case. It was the area was surrounded first with walls, and only afterwards did they open up that to a residence, as the Gemara says, Erev and the Chodam and Aleph, and the Torah over here, and therefore a mound or a cleft, which was not surrounded by people, rather it's like a wall that's natural from heaven. If it's more than two sa, it's a karmelis, even though that is a residence open over there. Now, how to qualify this? Chaznish writes, we don't find hekif ladira surrounded for residential purposes, only that which is surrounded for permanent sleeping. Or a hekev, that there's a place of sleeping that's open in bed to that area. Now, in the comments to Shaina Halach, as he points out, if in the words of Chaznish elsewhere you see that a shimush of dira, functionality of residence, is not specifically a place of sleeping or eating. Rather, even other utilities, for example, a shul, Nosan Sefer Tikkun Mevayis, he expands that according to the Maskan of the Chaznish, even other functions are also considered as a dira. And we're going to bring this also in our comments as we continue. So the Mishnah says, Sivka and Aleph, any hekif that was not surrounded Ladira, which is Diris Odom and Tashmisha, the residence of a person and his utility. Sivka and Base, Kuganganas and Bardes, let's say it was enclosed for gardens or orchards. Shemekiv and Isam, that they surround them, Raklishma Saperis, Vazom Shabatechim, just to protect the fruits and the seeds that are inside of them. Or then Karpiv, same thing as the Karpiv, which is a big surrounded area outside the city. Where they just gather wood over there to store over there. Or Vuganin, which are Sukkah Shem Mishabasad. These are the huts of the guards that are in the fields. Sivka and Daud, which Shein Masuim Machul, which are not made but just to protect what's inside of them. But somebody, what it means to say is Abagab the Sukkah too, Nasal Shib Sashem, even though this hut is meant for where the guard sits. But since the dwelling there is not for their own purpose of residence, just to protect the airspace that's in front of them, that's not its own inherently significant residence. Therefore, it's like the surrounding of the gardens and the orchards. Even if it's covered with a roof, it's also not considered as a residence. Regarding this,
which the Deir Shu 4 brings, the Deir is inclined that Rashi and Rambam disagree if the roofing removes from it the halach of a karfaf. It's right over there that if it's a significant structure that's made to bring in over their merchandise, it's possible that also according to Rashi, it's not considered as a karfaf. Primogadim discusses if a karfaf that's roofed has a halacha like a karmelis, or that the roofing removes from it the halacha of a karmelis. Also Chazanish writes, the halacha of a karfaf that's roofed depends on machlekes toisus and Ervin of Tzadi and the Ritfo within of Chafei, if it has in it the name of a karmelis. It writes, the halacha one should be stringent, and there's no room to be differentiate between a binyan that's chashav or that's not chashav, rather an old situation has the name of a karf on it and it's a karmelis. It sounds like from the words that the whole discussion is only regarding a karf that's more than two sa. If the roofing removes them at the halach of a karmelis. Regarding the name of a karf, has there been to carry over there to their vessels that had started Shabbos in the house, then even if it's less than base asayim, the roofing does not remove from it this halach according to all opinions. Sivkat and hay. So, we said that all these non-residential enclosures, also chacham b'chulah, the sages have forbidden to carry inside of it more than four amos if it's more than sasai. Because the avak of the minat haradol, biblically kol shemukav mechitzis gevar asar, whatever is surrounded with walls that attend t'vachem high, avak b'yishar to chav b'kam akarim, even if it's wide, many kor, which is a measurement, who is shesiyach gam, it's still a full-fledged private domain, mutl tal b'kol yilad to carry throughout, mekamakam web chacham asru, the sages made it forbidden a heck of gadol by such a large enclosure. Yosem be based more than two saw if shlohuk of the deer if it was not surrounded for residential purposes. Shudem k'tasa shus ram lekarmelis, which is similar a little bit to a rishus ram and a karmelis. Shloh l'talta about that not to carry in it. Be yosem arba amos more than four amos come up rishus ram and karmelis, just like the halacha is by rishus ram and by karmelis. Sivkat involved, but if it's a sign which is shir shim mechulu, which is 70 amos and four tefachim squared, because the base saw. Who chamish mal chamish is 50 by 50. Tiny that has been kulay in total alpayim b'chamish meis ama ba'ama reichiv. If you made it into a strip of an ama width, it would be 2,500 amas by an ama width. Ubeis haim who chamish is alofim ama ba'ama reichiv is 5,000 amas in an ama width. Una k'shtasim is a sudden mudabas. But when you square this all, who be'erich. Sure, it's approximately a measurement of shiv ma'amav arba tefachim ayrich, a length of 70 amos and 4 tefachim, al shiv ma'amav arba tefachim ayrich, on the width of 70 amos and 4 tefachim. Sivkot and zayin. Arba tefachim and 4 tefachim, like we said, but ma'at, yes, it's a little bit more. Kshir etzbav erich, approximately the measurement of a finger breadth. V'lechashu laskir, they weren't concerned to mention them, and they should more because it's very little. And even so, you could calculate in the calculation. And if it doesn't have more than that little bit, you'd still be allowed to carry. Look at the kitz shachnar. He writes, according to our amish, which are big, it's actually 53 on 53 amas. So he said that if it's not more than sasayim, so then, mutl tal b'kul yilad to carry throughout. Some chacham b'shir zeh, and the chacham relied this measurement ashir shel chatzar mishkan and the measurement of the courtyard of the mishkan. So he based the same b'kul, which was in total an area of two saf, by metal by end, and they carried over there. Sivkat and tes, and this is bein shu meruba, whether it's squared, whether it's round. Bakalba said the rule over here is the love the chodalak yosim mechamishes alaf and betish bayrus, whatever is not in the total of more than 5,000. Amis less than ba, so we're not bothered by that. Beit Shemakom Ogle, whether it's circular, a mirubo, a square, a chartreuse, or any other formation to kame, like we see later on. Sivkat Yud, oy adach vekatan, or long and narrow. We're going to show you adach mei berechiv chamishim. Let's say it was 100 amis long by 50 amis wide. Shu oylo, which comes out, which was actually the chatzar of the Mishkan. Shu oylo kamirubo shal ein rabba betvachim, which comes out when you square it to 70 amis of 4 tvachim. Sivkat Yiralz, bavachli arka b'chul, as long as the length is not more than double of its width. By one amma, that it shouldn't be at least arka yosim mei amma. That its length should not be more than 100 ammas. The choshu shadar gadol, which anything that's such a large area, even just in its length, mechalve b'rishus ram karmelis, they're created to be confused b'rishus ram karmelis. Now, for 100 amas, which is also pretty big, they didn't want to make the decree over there. Because we find the courtyard of the Mishkan, which is length with 100 and the width with 50, so they wouldn't want to make such a case. Asa, Sivkan, Yubayz, if it's bigger by Amma Achas, but by one Amma, but if it's bigger, but just less than Amma, like Gaza, they didn't make the decree. Now, this is all specifically Mhoyak upon them, for it's at least Beis HaSayim Ben Kula. In total, a basis time. Of them being cool, like a basis time, but if in total it's not a basis time, like Captain Mazay, they were not particular regarding this. If I have a lawyer or Kahabi Yisma, even if its length was more than 100 amas, now I'm a little tall, but cool, you let us still carry throughout, because Mukha Machitz, as long as it's surrounded with walls. And we said, but if it's surrounded for residential purposes, then even if it's many mil, you let it carry throughout. Fi Allah, the Maskal Dira said, any surrounding that's not surrounded for residential purposes has this halacha of forbidden to carry with more than sasang. So he said, look at Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Aratzion. So the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak, you see many things that are mukav ladir, that are surrounded for residential purposes. Deer, sar, mukta, chatzur, pasi, berdois, all these cases, even the morsa sasayim, you're allowed to carry them. And all these are not roofed, and even so, they're considered like a base deer, like for residential purposes. Rashi writes, and the reason of this, by pasi berois, these just this like L-shaped brackets on the corners of these like boards in those shapes, since the waters over there in those pits are fit for human drinking, it's considered as a residential utility, and so to deer and sar, because it's the airspace that's utilized for the residence of a person, for coming in and going out, always. That's what Rashi says. Now, says Bialacha, that this needs to be explained a little bit, because I understand a chatzar, a courtyard. So that makes sense, because by a courtyard, you have many different things that are placed over there that you need at all times, and for that, it's called residential. So to mukta, which is the expansive area, what's called like the backyard or behind the houses, there also are placed things that he needs for his residence. It's just not as utilized as what's in the chatzar, which is in the front, like the Ritva writes. The last parak in the Rashi, and he writes, the Rechava that's behind the houses is called Mukta, because you don't always use it, so that's like set aside, and they put up with their wood for the storehouse. But he says to be Allah, Dir Vesar, what would be the reason? Why are these considered Mukav Ladira? So you have to say that also over there, even though it's not really associated with his house, even so, since he's always coming in and out of, over there, he's looking at the fertilizer, and then, you know, to milk them and to cut their wool. So it's like his residence. It's like his residence. You have to say, according to Rashi, that the Rechava that's behind the house is not similar to a Karfav. Because even though that also in the Karfav is also meant to gather over their wood for the Eitzel, like Rashi himself says. However, since a Karfav is out of the city, so presumably when you put over their wood, you're not really thinking about it to utilize it right away, since you left it out of the city. On the other hand, by Rechava that's behind the houses, there presumably he put the wood that he intends to use at all times, and he's going to bring it from there at all times, and therefore it's considered as residential. However, there's a wonder, because the Rechava that were behind the homes, you see in the Gemara, Daf Chav Dalad, that you can't carry there but in Arba Amas. You have to say, the Mishnah is talking about what's called Pasach L'Besev Hukav. It was opened up to that and then surrounded, like the Maskan of the Gemara over there. But then if that's the case, so why is Mukta better than Karfav? But Karfav also, if it's possible, said Hukav, it would be helpful. So the Be'alach, you have to say, because this Karfav of the Mishnah is too much out of town. If that's the case, then you don't have any opening over there. And therefore, we pass, and Karfav is not Mukav Ladira, and Rechava is Mukav Ladira. Because Rechava, on based on the majority, you opened it up. You have an opening there because you need it for, you know, utilities of your home. But in truth, from the wording of the Gemara that says, Rechava, imetatlan, Rav Nachman says, ipasach lavuchulu, sounds actually like the opposite. That majority, there's no opening to the Rechava. And therefore, the conclusion is that you cannot carry. So it's a tzarchin for Rashi. He said, look at Pirshu ben Hananel, that he explains different shadim in Mukta. Be'alach said, another, Ben Yoinesen writes, his words are, deer has mechitzis, and has a house inside of it for their shepherd. That's his words. It sounds like to remember the reason of the deer of the corral is because there's a residence for a person, for the shepherd over there. It doesn't sound like that from Pirush Rashi. Just that he says you're coming in and going out over, always over there to be busy with them, and that's enough. Also, the Ritva writes that since the shepherd stands there with them at all times, it's considered as heck of deer. Sounds like also like the way we explained, because he's standing over there always serving them, but not because he has a residence over there. That's the sense that was over there in the Ritva. And he said, also, you should know that the Svar of Rashi, we're going to pass the Birayis, because the waters are fit for human consumption, is a full-fledged residential utility. That's not really agreed according to all. According to the Pina Tosfos of Yudches, according to the last Teretz in Dibur Maskil Afilo, in such a case, that's not considered mukaf l'dira. Look over there, that they ask from Vesat Chavolim, and Pasta Berois did not make along because of mitzvah. Look over there. That's how Ritva agrees in Daf Chabez, and that's how the Rashba is inclined, that a temporary residence like this to drink or to give his animal to drink is not considered as a residence at all. Now, and primarily, this is something from Rashi, that Dafka, a dira of Adam is considered a dira, but not a dira of a behema. Says the Be'er, this is Tzorachian. Where does he get this from? Why don't you say simply that dira and sar, the pen, the corral, that since they're designated for the residence of his animals, at a time when they come from the field and for sleeping at nighttime, so they're not including the caramels and the shusram to be good as anything. In truth, the Rambam doesn't mention anything from this that it has to be dearest Adam. It says also, I found the Rashbam's solution that brings in the name of Rashi that Pasen are also Mukav Ladira because the Behema, I meant the because the animal stands over there. Now, even the Rashi that we have doesn't have this. To the contrary, Rashi is pressed to explain because the water is fit for human consumption, at least in front of the Rashbam of such a Girsa. We hear from this that the animal just standing there itself is considered as a Dira. According to the Shita, you don't have to push it all the way we had written before, because he's always busy with it, it's called Yerasad, and that's a Deichik, it's pushing it, because everyone knows that it's not for residential purposes, because the primary enclosure is made for the animals. It's just, by default, when there's animals over there, so you have to have a person busy with them. If that's the case, at least that this enclosure was not made for human residence. And even according to Shizra Ben Yohansen, that's talking about where the guard has over there, a residence, also is not so great. Because why is this residence better than the residence that you have for protecting the fields, which that doesn't help for these mafarshim themselves? That's what we're passing later on in the beginning of Siman Shin Samach Beis. What's different about protecting fields and what's different about protecting animals, about watching animals? Rather, you could say that Rabbi Yonson makes sense, because according to him, it's possible that also by watching fields is also considered as a dira if the shomer is there always, day and night. Like it sounds like in the last parak, it writes over there that it's not mukav l'dira. In other words, lo d'bayom v'laylo, where the Tzeis HaShabbos writes, and here's talking about where the shomer is always there. Now, it says Belach, but this is all pushing it, because since dir v'sar are things that are movable, here it today, tomorrow, somewhere else, the Rashi explains the Mishnah, it's pushing it to say that's a dir kavua for day and night for the shomer. But according to this shita, everything makes sense. It says afterwards, I found the Noyd Behuda. The truth is that it brings the opinion of the Goyen Baal or Chadosh that's inclined also that the dira of a behem itself is also called a dira regarding when it's more than Beis HaSayim. Noyd Behuda discusses and handles his words, and he comments also what we wrote regarding this according to Shudas Ben Yehindus. And he also writes that you don't find any place to mention that the heter of dira Sahara is because the shepherd is always there, look over there. But at least Ikar Adin says also Noyd Behuda does not explicitly contest on him, it's just mafakfuk on his rise. And regarding his story, look over there, it says Tzorchi and Lamaisa, which Dirshu 10 brings that the Chuvas Nebi Yehuda over there is discussing a Gan Chayot, a zoo, if that's considered as Mukav Ladir, a residential. And he writes that it's worse than the general place that you have animals over there. And it's not considered Mukav Ladir, even if it was originally enclosed for residential purposes, and there's even a residence for the watchman. The reason for that is because it's not normal for a person to live in a place of wild animals. And even if he has also a residence over there, the residence is nullified. And this is a kabbal chaimer from when you plant seeds that's mevatel diras adam, as we'll see later on in Sif Tes. Now, however, a zoo that's common in today's times, which are meant for humans to stroll around, that's possible that would not have halacha like a carpet. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 2. Shulchan Aruch later on, Shin Samach Beis of Aleph, has brought other cases of mechitzas that are not mukav ladira. Mishabur talks about ganus, but the Mechaber talks about ganus b'adesim. Later on, he brings, for example, let's say, mechitza that was not meant to dwell inside of it just for to be discreet, which people are chiseling stones and the builders are resting over there. For example, chitzat's made to protect fruits and vessels. Now a shul that is bigger than Beis HaSayim, brought in Pirmagadim and Shin Samachvav, that if it's within the perimeter of the city, so it's considered Mukab Ladir. If it's outside the walls of the city, it's a Karmelis. But that depends if the Karfav is roofed, is considered Karmelis. But the Pirin Chazanish is that a shul is considered Mukab Ladira because of the utility that they come over there to daven. A jail, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, is considered Mukab Ladira, even though he's forcibly living over there, as brought in the Gemara Yumad Af Yud, that a Dira Bal Koch is considered Dira. He adds that for this reason you have to put a mezuzah over there. However, Kibbe Ege, Pesachitruva, bring Machlik Zuchainim, if a jail requires a mezuzah. Now, this is the Aruch HaShulchan learns out the Lach of Mukab Ladira regarding carrying from the Chiv Mezuzah, and Yehuda holds not to compare these halachas to all things. Pinachsam Sefer is that together of halacha b'hukabadi regarding Shabbos is learned out from halacha b'de mezuzah, and they have the same halachas. There's number three. If the shomer is there day and night, and he doesn't go home at night to sleep, but halacha writes in Shin Samach Beis, that's not considered diras adam. Or with Chazanish writes, even in such a case, it's not considered diras adam because his dwelling over there is not for his own personal benefit. Dusha number five. Pinchas Nish is that in the situation that the length of the karfif is an amma more than double its width, it should be forbidden even if the perimeter is less than Beis HaSayim. He writes, that's also the Pindamos Roshayim. Over there, he actually says, like the Pindam Mishabura, not to be Machmer when it's less than Beis HaSayim. Rebdov Lando, in his Gilian to the Chaznish, writes that you have to say that he retracted. And he comes out to be stringent like the Roshayim, that it's considered Karmelis even less than Beis HaSayim. According to Chaznish, in Sivik Hadushim Birumer, Grindman is not sure if there's a measurement to this, or even a place that the length is 5 amas and the width is 2 amas. It's more than double, and would be considered a karmelis. And Sefer Bina Simcha is not sure if, so that it should be considered as the length more than the width, does it have to be an area that's enclosed with 4 machitzas. But if it's not enclosed, even though the length of the area that's planted is more than double the width, it's not qualified on its own to be considered as the length more than the width, or that even if it's not enclosed, it's considered as a karmelis. According to the first sad, it comes out that the area of its length is more than the width, is considered as a karmelis, does not make forbidden the area that's around, because it's mukav mechitzis, and discussion is only regarding carrying over there to there. Regarding a roof and a rechava that's more than Beis HaSayim, or that they don't have Beis HaSayim, but the length is more than double the width, Chaznish writes that you have to be in doubt if they consider it as a karmelis, like the halacha beginning of karfif, or not. Dusha number seven. Dusha b'kveig in Erev and Afchaf Aleph, on Taisus, he asks, that according to one answer in Taisus over there, it's forbidden for a person to drink on Shabbos in the area that's surrounded like the halacha pasabirois, because they didn't permit only for the animals to drink. If that's the case, why pasabirois is considered as mokav ladira sodom? He writes that to be considered as a mokav ladira, it's enough that during the weekdays people drink from it. Dishon number eight, Chaznish wonders on this. From Tesis, you see explicitly that it is considered mokav ladira, but the bi'alacha, he brings that according to Taisus, according to the second answer, that's not considered as Mokav Ladir. He writes that it's Kedai, Rashi, and Taisus to rely on them by something that's Midraban. And in this support, he permits to consider the area of a marketplace a Mokav Ladir, since there's a well that many drink from, and also because there are many people that establish a temporary dwelling over there. However, he writes that that's dafka, the area of the shuk, it's surrounded with machitzas, like halacha. Like, for example, with sticks that are 10 tefachim high, that are near each other, and you're in between each stick 3 tefachim, and you don't have in the whole enclosure a pirtza, which is bigger than 10 amas, or the masakin it with tzuras ha-pesach. That is where it's a lamaisa. It's appropriate to separate the kikar, the area with the tzuras ha-pesach, from north to south, or from east to west. That through that, the area will be on every side, less than base assigned.